Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to vote. We need to vote, ladies and gentlemen, notwithstanding the dozens of issues that are at hand, the potential loss of our sovereignty at the southern border, the potential of our nation becoming a socialist, Marxist, third world dictatorship, all of those things. But notwithstanding that, ladies and gentlemen, the 2 major things that's on the ballot as you go out to cast your vote this next 14 days between now and November the 8th, being the last day, by the way, you're casting your ballot either for a continuation of the murder by way of abortion and the mutilization by the sexual dysphoria and the transgenderism that's being promulgated and pushed in America. Those are the 2 major things that I see that from the moral, ethical, biblical standpoint, Christians, conservatives, and patriots ought to listen up and understand. This article touched on just before the top of the hour news break. Doctors performed dozens of genital surgeries on minors, according to the new data. At least 121,882 children ages 6 years old to 17 were diagnosed with gender dysphoria through 2021, and at least 14,726 minors started hormone treatments during that time, according to the data. Though this is likely to be an undercut because of the lack of reporting, gender dysphoria diagnosis for children have been rising steadily since 2017, then suddenly took a 70% jump in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, why did it take a 70% jump? Because of sleepy Joe Biden, the cognitively depleted, inept individual that's in the Oval Office by fraud, is not elected president. But he's the one that's leading the party, the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, that's destroying our nation morally and ethically and reducing the population as their ultimate global reset agenda. They're reducing the population by murder by way of abortion and by the sterilization under the guise of transgenderism that's being promulgated and pushed today. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, what do you think the top issues in this election happen to be? What are you concerned about when you cast your ballot? Have you voted? What are some of the questions you have in relationship to the ballot and to your casting your vote? Are you concerned about the future of America and the moral, ethical decline? Are you concerned about the destruction of faith, family, and our freedoms in the United States of America? If so, there's a need to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Charlie Crist that's running against Ron DeSantis as governor in the state of Florida. Don't know if you know the man. Don't know if you're familiar with his background. He is a wretched, onerous individual. He doesn't know whether he wants to be a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat. He's been all three. And now he says he's going to save the state of Florida from Ron DeSantis and DeSantis's bad decision-making and leadership. And he is saying that, ladies and gentlemen, because with Charlie Crist, he's running for governor in the state of Florida, has one campaign issue. Listen, Charlie Crist has one campaign issue. And that issue is if you vote for him, you'll have the option of murdering a baby in the womb anytime up to the moment of birth. Yes, he made that his major decision. And murder by way of abortion and mutilation by way of transgenderism on the ballot. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's some potentials of some change. Looking at the headline, it says Florida Board of Education passes new transgender restroom rules. Dated October the 19th, the Florida Board of Education passed a new rule on Wednesday that requires school boards to allow transgender students to use bathrooms inconsistent that allows transgender students to use bathrooms inconsistent with their biological sex at birth to notify parents of any change in this policy. The new rule, 6A 10.086, will mandate public and charter schools to provide full knowledge to parents regarding how the school's restrooms and locker rooms are designated if they are separated for any other reason than biological sex. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause and put a parenthetical footnote there. This is not being adhered to in Duval County schools. In Duval County, in Jacksonville, Florida, we find that Dr. Green is trying to circumvent everything that's called morals and ethics and values. Do you realize in Duval County schools, a student can go to the teacher and tell the teacher that they their gender identity happens to be opposite from their biological sex, and they will be allowed to go into the bathroom of their choice in Duval County? And yet now I am thankful to see the school board of the state of Florida that's now passing regulations that will protect that child. This article further says, the purpose of the new law is this, to protect the fundamental rights of parents to ensure that they're fully informed of how bathrooms are designated and how locker rooms and other areas, shower rooms, which include dressing rooms, are designated and supervised. The rule will ensure full transparency to enhance the health and the safety and the welfare of all students when utilizing bathrooms and locker rooms and to protect all parental rights. Any exception to this rule must also legally include accommodations to ensure that all students have an opportunity to use the bathrooms and the locker rooms separated based on biological sex at birth, not some transgenderism or some ideological bent that is so promulgating in our schools and our educational system today. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Sir, Dr. Youngblood, I've got a question to ask you. Aren't what the Democrats striving for is a dumbed-down population, a population that can't make decisions about what's right and wrong? They can feed them some gruel, and they'll be happy. That they'll do anything to have a dumbed-down population, kind of like China. They just want them to work, shut up, and pay plenty of taxes. Isn't that what they're really striving for, the Democrats?
Tom, that's a pretty insightful statement. You're exactly right. This is the reason we have watched the academic educational system and the governmentally controlled public schools, as it's called in America. We're finding today that we're probably in the lowest portion of the quotient called education when you look at the scale for our global educational system. We fall in a very, 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 very low category from that. And you're exactly right. It is the movement today to use the U.S. Department of Education to sexualize and to brainwash our children simply to become little common worker bees to go out and carry out the work, but without any real education. Education is the furthest thing from the mindset and the goal of the so-called educators, the U.S. Department of Education and the educational hierarchy with the ones pushing it. This is the reason now that we're seeing such low scores. They're claiming it's because of the pandemic, because of the COVID lockdown and students being out of school. But that was on the fast track for plummeting to the bottom. It was a race to the bottom academically for the past several years. Mostly not aware of the fact when Donald Trump was president, he had already given Betsy DeVos, the head of the U.S. Department of Education, instructions to pare down and to phase out the U.S. Department of Education. the best thing that could happen in America is to close the U.S. Department of Education, remand education back to our states, states remand it back to the local communities, and allow moms and dads to be in charge and under the in control of what our sons and daughters and grandkids are being taught in the public school system. So you're exactly right with your insight. I'm thankful that Tom touched on that. That's exactly right. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article about this push across America with the different governors and the different mindsets, all focused on destroying the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. We're watching this election cycle, ladies and gentlemen, nothing more and nothing less than murder by way of abortion, mutilation by way of the transgender movement. That's the two top things that's on the ticket that we're voting for. Headlines in this article: governor claims that God is on the side of abortion. New York embattled Governor Kathy Hochul is claiming God is on the abortion side of the war against the unborn that leftists are fighting now in America. And she's being publicly rebuked by Franklin Graham, chief of the worldwide Christian ministry Samaritan's Purse. Isaiah 5:20, Franklin Graham is quoting here, "Woe to those that call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." But that's exactly what the governor of New York has done in saying that God is on our side in fighting to expand access to abortion, he wrote on his social media platform. Quote, "She even called the fight for legal abortion a moral responsibility." Can you believe that? Hochul, that is the female that's the governor now, running for governor again, is no friend of the unborn nor pro-lifers. She calls those who use who believe in the sanctity of human life from the womb to the tomb Neanderthals back in June. Governor Hochul has embraced wicked lies about who God is, about the nature of human life, and about the meaning of the word compassion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the governor of New York and the governor of California and the wannabe governor Charlie Crist in Florida and the other blue state governors, ladies and gentlemen. It is a matter of fact that that is the main thing on their minds, that they're battling with truth. And ladies and gentlemen, they're literally battling against God, battling against the truth of the Word of God, and it's a battle against God. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it absolutely astronomically insane when you find those that, rather than looking at what we need to do to protect America, to protect American youth, to protect the human beings in the womb, and protect our borders, we're finding the total opposite of that with the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party. And so that's what we're voting for. That's what you will be casting your ballot for. You'll be casting your ballot. We are casting our ballot for the future of the morals, the ethics, and the values for the United States of America. And the question is, how will you vote? What are your thoughts in relationship to the important issues on the ballot this time around? Do you think these two issues are important? Do you think they're simply nonchalant, peripheral issues? Are they the main issues that we need to look at and understand as we cast our ballots? Ladies and gentlemen, a vote for the Democratic Party is a vote for the destruction of America's sovereignty. A vote for the Democratic Party, any Democratic Party candidate, is a vote to murder God's heritage, our children. And the Bible is very clear in Psalms 127 and verse 3 that children are a heritage from the Lord. A vote for the Democrat candidate, ladies and gentlemen, is a vote to not just continue the mutilation of the preteens and the teenagers, but it will expand it vastly. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It is something that is taking place now, and it will astronomically increase if we put them back in office or if we do not take control so that we can make a decision as to the destiny and the direction for the United States of America. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says the CDC question and chat, that's Q and chat, that's the question and answer site, uses your tax dollars to target teens for sex change and for every other area of witchcraft. The article states, the Center for Disease Control is pushing the LGBTQ ideology, sex change, and different multiple relationships, and even the occult to young people all across America with American tax dollars at a national organization report. A chat space is an online forum featured on the CDC's LGBTQ Health Use Resources page and is run in partnership with Planned Parenthood and the largest organization for the LGBTQ people in America. The site states, ladies and gentlemen, that a teen can chat with like-minded peers, find support, have fun, connect around shared interests, but critics warn it targets our children with messages about sex, gender change, witchcraft, and can expose them to being groomed by predators, all while allowing them to hide their communication from any parent. According to the QChat space, the live chats are facilitated by experienced staff who work at LGBTQ centers around America, but the facilitators are not even mental health professionals. Further, the article states, chat topics on the platform include gender affirmation surgeries, drag culture 101, sex ed night for trans non-binary youth, having multiple genders, let's talk about pronouns, and self-discovery in astrology. Ladies and gentlemen, all of that's being done now, but it will be absolutely increased if we do not cast our ballots correctly. It's imperative. It's important. It is the ultimate responsibility of every child of God today to recognize the need to cast a ballot for an individual that stands for God, that fears God, that honors God, a candidate that's willing to take a stand against this LGBTQ sodomite agenda, a candidate that's willing to take a stand against the sexualization and the demoralization and the weaponizing of the classrooms to destroy our youth today. You need to vote for a candidate that says no to the further transgenderism. I'm looking at an article that says nearly 8 in 10 voters are against transgender procedures for minors. There are dozens of actions that Americans under the age of 18 are not allowed to engage in, including voting, joining the military, having sex with someone over 18, applying for credit cards, and adopting a child, to name a few. And according to the new poll, 80% of Americans believe that using puberty blockers or undergoing procedures to permanently change the sexual characteristics should be among them. The national survey is likely the 2022 election voters was concluded earlier this month in the Convention of States action in partnership with the Trafalgar Group. Survey participants were asked, do you believe underage minors should be required to wait until they're adults to use puberty blockers and undergo permanent sex change procedures, end quote. Of those who reported, 78.7% said they believe underage minors should be required to wait until they are 21. And it goes on to talk about the further ideological bent in that. The part of this article says the idea that young people have to be 16 to drive, 18 to vote, 21 to drink, and yet can undergo life-altering medical procedures in middle school defies any common sense. And the American people see that clearly. And the Biden administration refuses to do the right thing for our children and take action to protect them from the horrors of the left, far left agenda. It's imperative that individual states and individuals stand up, speak up, and vote against this action. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are in America today. That's the reason there's such a vital need for you to vote and to vote according to God's word. I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, it's been said that each of these assaults by the left are an assault on capitalism or on Christianity or on our Constitution, and that is true. In the end, all of these assaults are assaults on truth, fidelity to the original, sticking with the original, whether it's the original definition of a word or, you know, the original morality that this nation was built upon. It's an assault on the truth. In the end, as you've articulated, it is an assault on the truth of the Word of God. The reality is, for years, the left said, we just want to do our thing and be left alone. That was a lie. They don't want to do their thing and be left alone. They want to do their thing and have you pay for it and have you condone it and prevent you from speaking out against it. Understand, responsibility and authority must be coupleted together. You can never separate those two except at great peril. In the case of this notion of sex change, you know, transitioning, it's a misnomer because you can't change your sex. when you're born, you're either male or female. When you die, you'll be male or female. 1,000 years from now, they'll dig up your corpse and you'll be identified as male or female. Not any one of these 72 or 76 or 150. They just keep coming up with new ones every single day. They're psychological issues. They're not proper sex, gender related. Nonetheless, when a school teacher, when an administrator, when a psychologist or psychiatrist or judge says, we have the authority to say this child can go and have body parts cut off or body parts glued on, they need to also have the responsibility. Don't tell a parent, you've got the responsibility to take care of this child, support this child, provide for every one of this child's needs, and then you take away authority in an area, in a realm, where the repercussions are off the chart, and then say, oh, by the way, we've damaged this child for life. We've destroyed this child, part of this child's life. Now, parent, mom, dad, you need to pick up the pieces. How perverse is that? But I'll say this. I do not entirely blame this lost, wicked, wretched, twisted culture. I blame many times believers that have decided they're going to step back to right. relinquish their role as parent, to relinquish their role in education, to relinquish their role in supporting and raising up a child, training up a child in the way they should go. For 100 years, many in the pulpit and many in the pew have said, okay, to let's just hand this over to government. You don't hand anything over to government. You hand it over to the bureaucrats, the agents that have ideologies that they bring to the table. You hand it over to individuals that may have a totally different moral makeup than the way you would raise your child. And now they've included all manner of things that have nothing to do with academia. They have nothing to do with your science, technology, engineering, math. They have nothing to do with your core curriculum, your core items of education. They've abandoned those now. Yes. I would challenge you, go sit in a classroom, in a high school classroom, 9th through 12th grade, and see how much education is taking place. That's part of what the past 2.5 years of this authoritarian garbage has brought us, is a lot of parents got a view, for the first time in decades, they got a view of the inside of the classroom. And I believe a lot of parents woke up and they were repulsed by what they were seeing. And I thank God for it, because now perhaps today they will realize they have a responsibility to engage.
Absolutely. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg. Greg is up in the southern tip of heaven, better known as Northeast Tennessee. Greg, is it cold up there or warm up there? What's the weather like?
My, it's going to be in the mid-70s today, and I'm looking out across the mountains at every color you could possibly imagine popping out. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Unlimited visibility in the sky, a little cloud here and there. If I painted it, by the way, I can't paint, but I, in 1,000 years, I could not paint a picture half as beautiful as what I'm looking at right now.
Only God, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Greg,
the artist's hand at work.
I'm looking at two articles. One headline says, gender-affirming mastectomies in children spike 389%. I'm looking at another headline that says, Maryland's largest public school district sees 582% increase in gender madness among the students. Greg, if you could take a moment and articulate for our listeners what you believe to be the rudimentary fundamental foundation of what's causing our preteens and teenagers to have sexual dysphoria and believe that somehow, some way, they need to have a modification of their bodies. What is the promulgating cause of that?
You have absolutely absolute evil pervading the classrooms and academia in every leftist controlled district. Understand, here in East Tennessee, these kids aren't lining up to have body parts cut off. They're not lining up to be participants in gender transition. I'm sure there are a couple of them. Why is it that the numbers are off the charts in high density liberal leftist controlled areas, districts. Why is that the case? Because they're being groomed for this activity. They're being groomed within this ideology. They're being that ideology is being promoted. Understand, when we began the sex ed curriculum in the classroom for these youngsters, Planned Parenthood wasn't just on board. They were 100% supporting it, encouraging it, and driving it. Guess why? Because when kids are taught graphic sex education, they experiment. And that meant a whole bunch of new clients for the Planned Parenthood clinics. Today, your psychologist, your psychiatrist, your medical centers, I mean, one thing that is taking place, Vanderbilt University got caught. In 2018, yes. They were talking about how much money they could make with this garbage by mutilating your children. They talked about how much money they could make by mutilating your children, and they would have lifelong customers. Did they care that they were doing permanent damage? Nope. It was all about the money, folks. It was all, and it's driven by an absolute wickedness. But many of these folks, it's just, hey, I can make $82,000 on this procedure, and this client's got to come back once a month, and those are costing them $3,000. Then when they have to do the corrective surgery, that's going to cost them $28,000. And when they have to do this and the hormone treatments, that's going to cost them another $2,500 a piece. And they're going to have to come in for the rest of their life on the blockers and the hormone supplements. I mean, this is a million-dollar customer. If we can take this psychosis that they're experiencing, because we've taught them a lot of rubbish in the classroom, and if we can feed this psychosis with hormones, and we can feed this by surgical intervention, we can feed this in the classroom, if we can feed this in the media, if we can – do you understand, folks? Your kid's been sold a bill of goods, and if you're participating, guess what? You're just as guilty as those folks in the classroom, in the psychology clinics, and in the hormone treatment clinics, and in the hospitals that are literally merchandising your child's future.
With that being said, Greg, and we've got about a minute left on the broadcast, what should we do? What should our listeners do in our vote, and how should we respond? And what is the biblical admonition that you would give?
Well, Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. That is true. It is as true then as it is today. And I will challenge you with this. This is the hardest verse in the scripture I can think of, the most difficult verse in the scripture I can think of for me to fulfill myself. And it's Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That's
absolutely
a challenge.
And as we think on those things, we need to understand, Greg, and I believe our listeners understand it, we need to cast our ballot for a candidate that's going to stand against this immoral, ungodly, unholy movement in our nation. Greg, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air, as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.